USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What is the universal message of Christmas?
Pope Francis delivers his Christmas message to thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square this morning.
It is that God is a good Father, and we are all brothers and sisters.
Questa verità sta alla base della visione cristiana dell'umanità.
This truth is the basis of the Christian vision of humanity.
Francis says differences between people are not a danger, but should be a source of richness. President Trump's taking the Federal Reserve to task again after stock markets tanked yesterday in their worst day of Christmas Eve trading ever, the Dow dropping 650 points. Trump tweeting, quote, "The only problem our economy has is the Fed." He remains angry that the Fed raised interest rates for a fourth time this year back on Wednesday. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
A partial shutdown of the federal government could stretch into the new year. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Negotiations between top Democrats and the White House are ongoing, but the earliest possibility for a vote will likely be Thursday. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News,
"I think shutdowns are more hype than reality. I think the thing that should upset the American people is that it actually costs more to shut it down because we always pay the people for not working. So they'll declare 80% of the people up here unessential, meaning they don't have to show up for work, but we always pay them. I don't understand that. They're unessential."
New Jersey health officials telling nearly 4,000 patients who underwent procedures at a surgery center to get tested for HIV and hepatitis B and C, citing deficiencies in infection control at Health Plus Surgery. They say the risk of infection is low, but they are offering free testing at another nearby facility. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A top Russian official says Moscow expects a hotline between Russia and the U.S. military will stay in place despite the impending U.S. withdrawal from Syria. President Trump announcing last week the U.S. will withdraw all of its 2,000 troops in Syria, a move that will leave control of that eastern third of the nation up for grabs. Russia launching its military operation there in 2015 to back its longtime ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The Russian deputy foreign minister saying in an interview that would be a big mistake to dismantle the hotline that Russia and the U.S. have used to prevent potential clashes. He says he sees no indications that the Americans would stop that line from operating. There's been no comment from the White House, though. Actor Kevin Spacey's facing felony sexual assault charges in Massachusetts, accused of sexually assaulting a teenage son of a former Boston TV news anchor at a bar in July of 2016. Reports are Spacey is due in court on January 7th, the L.A. County DA declining to file charges against Spacey in Southern Cal 3 months ago after other allegations surfaced. At holiday, travelers should check the status of their flights before heading to the airports later this week. Severe weather making its way through the Midwest, Central, and Eastern U.S. In fact, a big snowstorm could slam the upper Midwest on Wednesday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.